quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to.
I came to parenting with everything I learned in childhood: yelling, punishing, controlling, and shaming. After trying almost every method, I found connected parenting and was totally shocked when empathy, listening, doing away with rewards and consequences, and being a safe place actually worked. It moved the behaviors of my children and it felt good, especially with my very strong-willed and highly sensitive oldest daughter. This podcast was born out of the idea of sharing the message and helping parents find more peace in a modern world. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here.
Oh my goodness. Welcome back to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. This is the third take on this particular podcast. If you think podcasting is glamorous, it is not. I'm on a Sunday in my bedroom. Thank God it's gross outside. I don't feel bad about being outside, but the first time I recorded this, it was a beautiful recording. So good, I thought, and I deleted it accidentally. And now this recording, I started it again and I didn't have the mic plugged in. And so it was halfway through before I realized the mic wasn't plugged in. So welcome to the podcasting world. It's a really beautiful, glamorous job out here. I want to start by reading a review from one of my lovely listeners who left this notes. I left this note on Apple iTunes. She says, "My mom came across Michelle Kenny on Instagram and sent me a screenshot of one of her posts. I listened to the first few episodes of the Peace and Parenting podcast about 6 months ago and became hooked. To date, I've listened to every episode, sometimes more than once. Oh my goodness. I love how real and raw Michelle is in describing her own parenting journey and the approach she has taken with interviewing other experts, bringing people on for mini coaching sessions, and telling more and more of her own story and issues with perfectionism within parenting. Her vulnerability and empathy towards parents that are struggling has been life-changing for me. I highly recommend her and taking her online workshops and reading her book to kick off and making lasting changes with your parenting relationships. All of her materials are so helpful. Thank you for all that you do. I will listen forever." Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Such a beautiful, beautiful note. If you haven't had a chance to leave a review, I would love to hear from you. They warm my heart. Okay. This episode, for the third time, is a follow-up from the episode previous to this, which was all about how do you listen to your kids. And it was 8 things that you don't want to say when your child is having a hard time. And in the end, really, I talked about how we are the safe place for our children to have their feelings. But that comes at an emotional cost to us. It really does. You can't be somebody's emotional support animal, basically, and expect that you don't need to have an outlet for yourself. And I think at the end of that episode, I talked about how we're like sponges, right? We take on all these feelings and all these upsets and it fills our sponge with the water. And by the end of the week or by the end of the day or by the end of whatever, that sponge is full of our own feelings, full of our own upsets, full of our own places where we aren't doing well. And so we need a place to squeeze out our sponge, so to speak. And in listening partnerships, that is one of the tools of connective parenting. And this was created by Patty Whitfler, who's an incredible woman who I learned from. She is the founder of Hand in Hand Parenting. If you don't know her, seek her out. She's lovely. She started this methodology 45 years ago, and she's incredible. What she found is that parents needed somebody to listen to them, that having a good listener helped parents stay calmer. It isn't about the tools of connective parenting so much. It's about being able to access the tools of connective parenting because your sponge isn't full. When your sponge is full, you can't access anything. All you are is swimming through the water at that point. So when we can squeeze our sponge out once in a while, then we can come to parenting with more levity. And that's what Patty found, is that the parents that she was working with in the preschool, they needed to listen to one another to be their sounding boards so that they could come more regulated to their children. And then in turn, what we realized is that children need to be listened to so that they can come to their life more grounded. So there was always this constant listening, and she developed her tools and she uses this, the basic basis of listening in all of her tools. And so this one tool called Listening Partnerships is a place where it's better than self-care. People say, oh yeah, you need to get self-care. Yeah, I hear you. I'm going to get a massage. I'm going to go on a walk. Those things are great. They are not going to empty my sponge. They really aren't. But Listening Partnerships do empty your sponge, because you can come with your feelings to somebody and you can cry them out, or you can laugh them out, or you can mumble them out, or however you want to get them out. You have a space to do that. And where in our life do we have a space to have our own feelings around anything? It doesn't have to be around parenting. It can be around taxes. It can be around getting food on the table for our kids. It can be around being a single mom. I'll tell you what, it is not my children who push me over the edge and get me to yell. It is my life that gets me there, because my life is hard, like all yours. I'm a single mom. I raised two girls by myself, pretty much. I have a dad who has cancer. I have a best friend who has cancer. I'm full. I have taxes to pay. I've got property taxes to pay. I've got dance to go to. I've got a girl going to college in the fall. I'm full. And I'll tell you what, if I don't have my space to have my feelings, it's coming out of my kids, because there's nowhere else for it to go. There is nobody. It's me and them. So those feelings are going to come out on them, even when I don't want them to, even when I try to shove them so far down deep inside my throat, but they won't stay there. Because life gets to me, and then I come out, and my feelings come out, and my kids bear the brunt of it. I don't want that for them. They don't need to take on these big adult feelings. That's not fair, but it's also not fair to us. So when you get a listening partner and you have this person just absolutely indulge you in all of your feelings, some of us have never had that in our lives. And when we experience that, boy, that is incredible. And that person in your mind is actually incredible, because all they're doing is being there for you. And then you can be there for them. And that reciprocal relationship of just listening is life-changing. I'll tell you what, after each one of my listening partnerships, every single time, I feel so much better. I feel lighter. I feel able to do the tools. I feel able to conquer my property taxes, my kid going to college, my terrible dance schedule. I can handle it because it is manageable to me, because I've squeezed out my sponge. I've gotten the water out. And I haven't necessarily always talked about my kids. Yeah, sure, I do. I talk about them a lot, but I also talk about life's struggles, because there's lots of them.
We're hitting pause for a moment to thank our sponsors. These brands make sure you can listen to this podcast for free. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula which includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today. Okay, back to the episode.
You know, we're expected to have these perfectly behaved children, right? Society says, the patriarchy says, control your kid. If they're out of control, it's your fault. Oh, you have a kid that's tantruming. You better get that to stop. Don't tantrum in my world. Who was the guy on the plane that had the fit about the kid who was screaming and crying and he was lost it? Like that the kid was doing something to him? That's how society is, most of society. They're saying, oh my gosh, you better get your kid in control. That is your job and you better do it and do it well. And having that pressure on us, on top of all of the other pressure stacked on our shoulders, on top of getting food on the table, getting health insurance, getting your kid to the doctor when they're sick and having to take off work. I mean, I've had to clear my schedule so many times when my kids have just been like calling me from school. In the middle of a coaching session I get this, you know, 20 texts, mom, I'm sick. Come get me. Mom, where are you? I'm like, I have to clear everything. Go get the kid, take the kid to the doctor. It's an entire day. I'm in Los Angeles. You don't just drive down the street to the doctor. It's 20 minutes to get your kid. And it's 30 minutes to get to the doctor. And then it's an hour and a half at the doctor. And then it's 30 minutes to the pharmacy. And then it's 20 minutes back to your house. I mean, it's 4 hours later and you've taken the kid to the doctor and your whole day's ruined. And then you come back to your house and you're like, shoot, I have 37 things waiting for me to do, 37 emails and people and other parents who need me. And if I don't have my listening partner, I can't help people. I can't help myself. And I certainly can't help my kids. So listening partners are essential in this parenting paradigm, in this framework. I know I say it all the time. And I know people will say, well, you know, it's either all or nothing with you, Michelle. You know, you have to do everything or you can't do it. And I hope it doesn't seem like that. I'm just saying it works best if you do it all. I know that's hard. I really, truly do. But I've done it both ways. I've tried to do it part way and it just doesn't work as well. Like if you do all this stuff and you don't do the listening partnerships, yeah, it doesn't work as well. And I've gone through periods where I know I need my listening partner and I'm not doing it and I can tell. And then I got to get back there. And then I've gone through periods where I'm like scolding people and I know that and I need to get back there. But after doing this for 13 years, what I can tell you is that if you do the things, all the things, you do the entire framework of connected parenting, you will have more success and life will be easier. You don't have to. Of course you don't. Can't tell you what to do. You don't have to. I'm saying what I believe works best. So this is one of those pieces that you need. I believe you need. If you don't have a listening partner and you don't know a lot about it, you can, in our Connected Parent Mastermind, which is our group coaching program, we pair everybody up and we give you a literature around it. And we give you a whole module that's, you know, I model listening partnerships for you. I show you what it looks like. In one-on-one coaching, we get everybody paired up as well. And we show you how to do it. In one-on-one coaching, we do it with each one another. And so that becomes a really beautiful place too. In my 30-day challenge, we also pair people up. So when you're in my community, we get you a listening partnership, my partner. You can also join my private Facebook group where lots of people who are doing this ideology are looking for listening partners. And lots of people will post in there to get listening partners. But I would say you have to follow the rules. And the rules are there's no opinion giving. There's no anecdote giving. There's no turning it into a conversation. It's not a conversation. We're not here to chit-chat. That is not your friend. You cannot have a listening partnership with your friend either. That does not work. I don't have listening partnerships with my friends. I have listening partnerships with listening partners. They are neutral people that don't know anything about me. Well, they do now because we've been talking for so long, but they don't have any stake in the game, right? So you cannot do it with your friend. You cannot do it with your partner. It does not work with your partner. It does not work with people who you are close with. It needs to be a stranger. And it needs to be perfectly even, where you're always listening and they're, you know, if you're listening that time, they are listening to you too. It has to be reciprocal because you want it to feel even. And you're not to, you know, tell them what to parent or give them a tool or say, this worked for me, or maybe you should try that. It's not the time or the place for that. When they want that stuff, they will go seek it on their own. Our minds will go where our minds need to go. They will fix the problems that need to be fixed. We are smart, insightful people that know ourselves better than anyone knows us. We don't necessarily need people to tell us how to fix our problems. We might just need the space to talk about the problem so we can get to the fix ourselves. And that's really what this is about. And I encourage people to dive into your childhood, dive into your biggest fears, dive into your parenting mishaps, dive into your, you know, spousal relationship, dive into the places that are really hurting you in that moment. What's swimming around in your head? What is top of mind? What has been bothering you and keeping you up late at night? Is it your taxes? Talk about your taxes. It's tax season, everybody. What's keeping you awake? What's pushing you to, you know, pushing you off the edge? You need to squeeze that sponge. And you can't squeeze that sponge by taking a walk. Self-care is awesome. I do believe in it. I think it's shoved down our throats some. I think it's like, oh, just get self-care and then you'll be all better. Just take a walk. Go get a massage. You know what? I call BS on that. I've had a lot of massages. It doesn't do crap for me. It's great in the moment. I love it. It's a good reprieve, but it's not the same as listening partnerships. I'll tell you that. So I highly, highly recommend listening partnerships, but I'll say it again. And like I've been saying for a long time, you got to use all the pieces. You can't do listening partnerships and punishments. You can't do listening partnerships and use shame. You have to kind of use the whole thing, everybody. It's a system that goes together. In my world, we teach, you know, 10 big steps. We teach 5 tools within those 10 big steps. And we really try to, and it takes a long time to understand those things. It takes a long time to understand listening partnerships. These aren't one and dones. These aren't quick fixes and tricks. This is a lifestyle. And I want you to dive into this lifestyle with me because it is so lovely. It really is. I have lovely kids and I wouldn't do it any other way. I really wouldn't. And I wouldn't do it without my listening partners. All right, y'all, please join our private Facebook group. Join our community. We would love to have you. And thanks for listening to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. And I see y'all next time.